Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me, please, in Matthew 13. The last time I was with you, we were talking about love's sacrifice. And I want us to continue as the Lord would enable us. I tell you, before you look at Matthew, go to 1 Peter. This is the text we've read repeatedly, 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2, 5 says, "You also as lively stones," another translation would say living stones, "are built up a spiritual house." God's building a building. You are one of the living stones in this great structure. Hallelujah. All of us are. "Built up a spiritual house. Also, not only are we God's house, we're also His priests. A holy priesthood, and priests offer sacrifices. To offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Verse 9 says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people." Folks have done all kind of weird things with that peculiar word. But it means rare, precious. He's talking about like a gem, like a jewel, like an emerald or a diamond. "We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a rare, beautiful, precious people to Him. We're the apple of His eye." We're the sparkle in His universe. I believe we are. I believe there's numerous scriptures that say that, indicate that. Why do we exist? Why are we this? That we should show forth the praises of Him. We offer up sacrifices. We serve Him. We show His praises, the one who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. How many would say, "I'll never forget where He brought me from"? I believe we will never forget it. I mean, a million years from now. A gazillion years from now. We will never forget that we were lost and He found us. He redeemed us. He saved us. Glory to God. And we're His rare, redeemed ones, chosen, called out ones, the church, forever and ever. Ever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Not animals. Something else. Not angels. Something else. Sons of God, made in the very likeness and image of the Almighty. And the Bible says when we see Him, we'll be like Him. When the wraps are taken off and all the junk of this curse-filled earth is pulled away and the scales fall off of our eyes and we see Him, that's going to be one of the shocks of our life. We're going to go, "Ah." Then we're going to go, "Huh? What?" And He's going to say, "I told you. I told you I made you like me." It doesn't appear now, but it will be seen and known. But you can believe it now. I said, you can believe it now. Somebody said out loud, "I believe it."
I believe it.
As He is,
so am I.
So am I. in this world. Glory to God. Go to Matthew 13, please. You're believing with me for answers tonight. They're here. I can sense them. We just have to get to them. They're here. Adjustments need to be made. Good ones. Good ones. You know, we've been flying that little airplane. Over here, over there. Thank God for it. But, you know, we're always making adjustments on our heading. You take off from here, you're going to fly to California. Our equipment will give us a heading, but a lot of times ATC will vector you over here, vector you over there, and then you got to get back on course. And you launch from here, and you're just 3 degrees off course. And you're going to L.A., you're liable to wind up somewhere near San Francisco. And if you look at the autopilot, when it's engaged, it's continuously making tiny little adjustments. Tiny, tiny little adjustments. So minute, most of the time you don't even feel them very much. But it keeps tweaking because the wind's blowing against you. Sometimes the wind's blowing from your right side against the airplane 100 miles an hour. And so you keep having to crank that nose into the wind. You're actually flying like this. Because the wind's blowing 100 miles that way, and if you just flew straight, it'd blow you off course. So you have to crank your nose into it, and so you're really flying like that. You're going straight, but the airplane's cranked at an angle. Course corrections are very important. If you want to wind up at the right city or even the right state. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Well, in life, course corrections are very important. And there's not a one of us that doesn't need some course correction on a regular basis. Doesn't mean you're a bad person or anything's wrong with your heart at all. Just a little bit of tweak. And then if you get way off course, well, you need a big correction.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes people need to turn all the way around from that way and go this way. Because they were going west and they should have been going east.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of times Christians that pray and seek God, they're not that far off course, but they're a little bit. They need a tweak. They need a degree.
Yeah.
They need an adjustment. Would you take a degree?
Yes.
Or three?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes, sir.
Somebody say, whatever I need, Lord.
Show me.
Any corrections.
Any corrections.
I'll receive them gladly. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Do you mean that?
Yes.
So, well, you want to wind up at the right place, right?
Yes.
So they're necessary to wind up at the right place, the plan of God, the end result He has for us. In Matthew 13 and 44, Jesus is speaking. Matthew 13, 44, He said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. The which, when a man has found it, he hides, and for joy thereof. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
This is such a key element in all of this. For joy thereof, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. That's a big step, isn't it? It's a big step. You're either doing something really good or you're really messing up. When you're taking everything you got and trading it for this, spending it so you can get this. He says it again in another way, verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he has found one pearl of great price. How many believe and know that you got diamonds and then you got diamonds? You got pearls and then you got pearls. There are those that are bigger than others and that are of a higher quality and don't have the blemishes or the flaws or the colorations. And so there's a few diamonds and pearls in circulation that just bring what we might call astronomical prices, because they're just superior than the rest. And when he found that one pearl of big price, What did he do? He went sold all that he had. And he cried. And he said, it took everything. I've had to give up everything. It's too much. It cost me too much. And he was depressed for weeks. And really never got over it. Huh? Because it cost him everything he had monetarily. No. He went and sold everything he had. And he bought it. So the joy factor that we read in the previous verse is such a key element in this. And when folks are saying, it's just too hard. It's costing too much. It's just too much. Have you ever heard somebody say it's too much? What are they saying? Price is too high. And is that the case? Or is it you not valuing something enough? The rich young ruler came and sought the Lord. You remember that? And he said, what must I do to get eternal life? He's excited. You can tell he runs in there and asks the Lord this. He's excited. And the Lord tells him, one thing you lack. You need to liquidate, give it to the poor, and come follow me. Let's just stop right here. Had this man, did he really have reason to be excited? Was he on the right track?
Yes.
Had he found the pearl of great price?
Yes.
Had he?
Yes.
He did. Now, when he's standing there looking at Jesus, he's not seeing a halo around his head. He doesn't know he is the Messiah and the Christ. He's seeing a man. But he's never heard a man talk like this. And he's never felt like this about the messages that he's hearing and the miracles that he's seen. He knows this is real. His heart knows this is what you've been looking for, boy, your whole life. But to say he knew he was talking to God manifested in the flesh, no. And so when the Lord tells him that, the excitement leaves his face. His exuberance in just a few moments becomes depression. And he went away grieved.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.